Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Yeah, welcome everybody to Guest Thursday. This is part two with Carolyn and Steve Van Oudigan out of Katy, Texas. Steve's a C12. It's what is called a principal chair that has a fairly large territory, and that means he has associate chairs that actually work in a sense under his umbrella as they just continue to do ministry in a bigger way. And so it's a great opportunity. We shared about their beautiful life together and their kids and their grandkids and how joyful we spent last time talking about Carolyn's recovery from an episode of, interestingly enough, it was a virus. And again, one of the funny things, which is, when I heard about it, it's like Steve would say, well, what caused it? We don't know. Well, what cures it? We don't know. Well, I guess you're going to need God's wisdom here.
And God walked you.
Nobody seems to know, but they did know. Well, you got to relax, and do nothing. And so she did. And she walked through that, took 6 months and just let God, piece by piece by piece, bring her back to health. And then the neat thing was they had great joy while that was happening. And they weren't, the one thing that always impressed me about what you went through was typically it would be, well, as soon as I'm healed, then I'll feel better. And you were saying, well, I'm with God. I'm joyful right now. So that was a beautiful thing. And then, as part of that's going on, God is speaking to both of you and Steve about your practice, and you were processing that. And walk us through how you heard from God and then walked into some of God's direction for you about this piece of the practice.
Well, we didn't see it coming. And there's a second principal chair here that's north of here in an area called Woodlands, a very nice guy. He and I worked together really well. Yeah. And one day he called us up and said, would you like to sell this smaller part of the territory? I said, sure. And he said, well, would you take X number? And it was a pretty good number, but it wasn't, we said, well, let's think about it, pray about it. Now, here we go with abiding, with praying. And Carolyn and I were in unity that it was a good number. We hadn't thought about it, but it didn't seem quite right. We had a check in our spirit that, maybe it should have been a little, but we were willing to go ahead and accept that. Well, the day when we would have accepted that, he calls up and says, in my quiet time, God told me to give you 25% more.
Wow.
I promptly told him that I had my quiet time, and he said 200,000. You got a kick out of that.
Let's split the difference.
That's right. But anyway, and so he said, and I want to obey God. And so he hung up, and we're going, wow, this is great. This is really nice. And then he called back up, and there was a transfer fee that C12 has of $6,000. And he was going to take it out of that number that he gave us. And he calls up and says, God's really kind of hammering me here. He said, it's that number, the full number. It's not today. So I'm going to pay the $6,000. So we're sitting here going, this is amazing.
Wow.
God, and it's all God. We had absolutely nothing to do with that. And that transaction was easy. It took place. He's got the territory. He's got a chair that's going to work there with him. He's got another chair that just joined. So we're seeing, normally in my flesh before abiding, I would have looked at that differently, probably trying to negotiate or something. And we didn't. We just let God take care of it. And if I had said, no, that's not enough, not negotiating on something, and who wants to do that? This is spiritual C12 here, what we're doing. Yeah. So that was just absolutely amazing. And then because covenant blessings, when you give things away to bless people, God always gives you more blessing. And so there's other blessings that have come from that. And it's just like it's all coming in. And we're just very fortunate and feel very blessed with that. It doesn't have to. You didn't ask it. but it is. Rich, your guidance during that situation was very helpful too. Yeah. It's so nice to have somebody that you can trust and talk to and see the spiritual side of this thing accurately and not just the flesh.
Yeah.
Abiding does that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And when, you know, a lot of times when we think about God's will, he actually introduces something new that you weren't expecting.
Uh-huh.
And that's, you kind of experience that is that, you know, you weren't like down the road and you're processing, should we or should we not? And what do we do? You weren't even asking that question.
No.
God just says, well, I'm going to intervene here and give you a new thing.
Uh-huh.
So when you got that new introduction to how did you and Carolyn, not worry about the number of it yet, but even to say, that God is saying, keep going with this. Because you could have just heard God say, yeah, he's interested in doing that, but I don't want you to do that. How did you two process just that alone to say, hey, we got this new interesting idea, wasn't necessarily fully on our radar. How did you two come to a place where you said, okay, let's go ahead and move forward to see if this is going to work? Tell us about that. How did that work between the two of you, and how did you get confirmation?
Well, first of all, Carolyn does things differently than I do. She is the rational person, looks at different opportunities and different things. I just see the thing and can still kind of go after it. So
I like to look back, sideways, front, up, down.
So finally, after probably year 40 of our marriage, I finally let her process and not talk to her while she's doing that, because she'll say things and go on it that I might disagree with. So she did that. And she was kind of at, I think, the end. We both came to the conclusion that it wasn't, we didn't think it was enough, but not being greedy, and this was something we didn't see anyway, we were in unity that was okay. So that happened over what, a day or so?
Several days.
Yeah. Maybe several days.
Did you be prior to even get to the number, did you both have confirmation in your spirit as yes, you need to consider selling this territory
yes.
off, which you could have again just thought, well, wait a minute, I kinda like having it or however it works and I
yeah.
really don't want to sell it. How did you come just to that conclusion where you both said, we think this could be of God, let's pursue this?
Yeah. Well, I looked at it like a movie playing out, because when God comes into something, he's doing something. And that's something else I learned from Abiding. I don't know what's going on. So it was kind of fun to see what was going on, because there's a side issue here that you know about, Rich, that was taking place. And so we're saying, what's God doing here? Well, God provided that territory for that person to be able to stay as a C12 chair and be very successful. But and the territory for this other new chair that was starting, they needed a place to go too. So I'm looking, I'm saying, okay, God's rearranging the deck chair, so to speak.
Yep.
Not on the Titanic.
No. On a real deck.
Yeah. I didn't have any problem with it whatsoever in my spirit. And yeah. Carolyn didn't either. And so that's what happened. It was very easy. You know, it says, God says in Genesis 12, 2 and 3, if somebody curses you, he's going to curse them. If somebody blesses you, he's going to bless. And that whole process that worked out blessed everybody. It wasn't a cursing at all necessarily, but it was a blessing. The C12 chair up there, the principal chair, he's excited now. In fact, he called me back a couple of days later and he said, God just told me something else here and I didn't want to do it, but I did it. And I'm actually obeying God. And this is the first time I've ever really obeyed God.
That's awesome.
And I thought,
That's a great thing to
happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So every
Yeah. And when you get unity, by the way, and you said it, it's of the spirit. It's a confirmation. It's a yes. Sometimes, see, it's not about an arduous process. It's like, you both seemed like pretty quick. It's like, yeah, yep, okay, great. And when you have that unity, it's like, get going. And okay, now how do we do this? And what's the process? And you had a number. And again, you had a little bit of a God not fully confirming that number. And at the same time, you also, and this is kind of cool, and where God puts it together, because I was talking to you through that, is that it's both. I'm trying to show you two things. One, he says, I do want you to understand I haven't fully said yes to that number.
Uh-huh.
But on the other side, son and daughter, are you willing to take that number and not be greedy,
yeah,
and not you negotiate and push it, you know, and you had to kind of answer both of those questions and talk a little bit about how you just came to that, where you did have to process those questions.
Well, I think we both felt at the same time, not saying anything to each other, that we both had the same issue with being a little bit concerned, checking the spirit.
Yeah.
And whenever I have a check in the spirit, I know that there's something there. And I was trying to go through that as Carolyn was when he called up and said what God just told him. So God didn't let us flounder on that. He kind of fixed it right away. And that was the actual number that we thought we should have gotten anyway. We just felt like that was. It was the exact number.
Well, and you have always told anybody that you feel like C12 is a holy calling.
And
there just was something that wasn't comfortable about trying to get, if it was going to be a deal breaker, trying to get the maximum amount of money out.
Yeah.
You wanted God to be glorified in this process. And that's what would glorify God, to accept that number. Then that's what we wanted. And that's both our
hearts. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. So there it is. You know, there was a temptation there. And neither one of us had, you know, we would have been fine with the other number.
Yeah, yeah. But, and that's what, I kind of sensed that because, you know, we were walking that through that with you, was that he was really testing you of are you gonna surrender this fully to me without you worrying about the number, even though I'm giving you a little bit of a not yet and maybe not, but on the other side of it, he says, I want to test your heart, which he did. And you know, because I was there with you when you processed it, is you said, you know, this isn't about maximizing anything. It's about following God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if he wants us to accept this number, we're good.
We're fine.
And you were. And you really were. Now, at the same time, he said, well, I'm telling you a little bit about, maybe that's not it yet. But, and this is cool, and this is where God does this fantastic stuff, is that you have a little bit of checking about the number, but I want you to accept the number.
Mm-hmm.
And what you didn't do is say, okay, I'm going to go and negotiate.
Right.
You just said, well, okay, you're going to have to fulfill it. Whatever you're doing, you are going to have to do it because we're not doing it. He said, well, that's what I've been looking for.
That's good.
And then when you said that's, we're willing to surrender our will to you completely and let you do the work. And this is really cool. Now describe again, when the other chair called you up, what did he tell you?
Yeah. Well, he said, God wants, instead of taking the 6,000 off.
No, I'm talking about even the number,
he came up with a number and said it, and
he said, meaning God or
Kent?
Well, God gave him that number though, right?
Well, actually, I think he probably came up with it himself, the initial number.
Yeah, I'm talking about when he said, I want you to give him more.
Okay, yeah.
Then that was God, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. he called up and said, hey, I just had my quiet time and God told me that it's supposed to be this number and all of it. You don't take anything out of it.
Yeah.
And he was surprised about that. And then later called me and said, I really feel good because I'm actually obeying God. And I've never done that in my life. Now, this is a guy.
He was excited.
Yeah. And he's still excited about it. So that's kind of how that happened. You know, we looked at each other and went, wow. And then the $6,000 came up again, and he called back again and said, you know, I was going to do this, but God told me, no, you got to keep it at that number.
I love even just hearing the details of this story, because it highlights to me that whole theme, there's so much more going on than what we realize.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it wasn't about the number at all. It was about you guys surrendering and allowing God to do what he was going to do, and really about Kent's faith journey of, okay, are you going to listen to me? And then are you going to be willing to say yes when I say yes, and it maybe doesn't make sense? And, you know, all of the logic side that he had to put aside and walk in faith. And you think about now, as he's going in to lead these territories, how much more powerful his testimony is that he has actually done this. He's not just talked about listening to God and stepping out on faith. He's done it, and he's watching the fruit of it.
Yeah.
And how many more businesses that will impact simply because his faith got bolstered by you guys being willing to be quiet and wait on God to do what God was going to do.
Yeah, that's well said. Yeah, that's a good summary of that.
Yeah, that is.
I'm just amazed at how everybody was blessed. There wasn't any negative in it.
Right.
There just wasn't, at least not none that we could see. No. And you just scratch your head and go, wow. It takes your breath away, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the, yeah, that's the beauty is God says, well, I test in your heart. Okay, good. You're surrendered. Hey, Kent, I'm testing you. And, and this is what I love what you say about this, because it's hard to describe this, but God said, hey, Kent, this, which is in a sense costing him more. You could say, okay, fine. I'll do it. Or, you know, I really don't want to. But you said, and this is what I know and believe, is that he said, I got excited about this. Why? Well, because God's leading him to follow me, trust me. You're going to bless them. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless this other guy. Yeah. All because you just said, okay, with joy, with great joy. And so the story is, that's why I wanted you to share the story, is that everything about it is remarkable.
Yes, it
of
is.
Just, what do you have to say?
Yeah.
I'll follow that. I'll walk with you. I don't have to figure this out. Uh-huh. And God's answers are phenomenal. And it'll be fun. We'll have you back. Maybe you have Kent back too and say, tell us what's happened.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Because you said it, which I believe, is that God is using this to expand the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All started with this one thing that you were part of, but it's going to expand the blessing. And that'll be fun to hear. Okay, tell us about that, you know, what that is. So we rejoice over you. And we, again, just are excited about how you did it, the joy you had with it, the trust you had with it, and the impact that it has. And so, Heavenly Father, we lift up Steve and Carolyn. And even in these kinds of things where you bring a surprise, something that we weren't even looking for, you brought it, they processed it, they received it, and you fulfilled it on both sides. And what a privilege that is. And so we just pray that they'll continue to live that way, that we'll all enjoy what that means to hear and follow, knowing that you're leading us to the blessing and to be a blessing to others. And we thank you and praise you and pray blessing over them and their family and their continued life. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for sharing, guys. It was a joy just to hear what God's doing in your lives and how he's moving. And your faithfulness is just an encouragement to us all. So thank you. And listeners, thanks for joining us. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.